It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Tarrou Vanderweel is now the official police chief for the city of Sonora, no longer the acting chief, and he is joining us in studio. Chief Vanderweel, congratulations on the promotion and welcome back to Motherlode Views.
Thank you, BJ. It's good to be back.
You know, for people who aren't familiar with you as a new police chief, what is your background and what did you do before becoming the chief?
I'm a native of Tuolumne County. I grew up in Columbia, attended Sonora High School, and worked locally until I joined the military, U.S. Army. Spent 8 years in the military and came right back here and started my law enforcement career with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Department. I worked there for about 6 years before switching over to the police department, and I've been with PD about 14 years now.
Having a military background as well as starting early with the police department and the sheriff's office, you know, what would you say was it that kind of drew you and kind of attracted you to a career in law enforcement?
You know, I've had positive influences from law enforcement officers growing up here as a kid. And that really started my interest in being involved in the profession and helping the community.
Being a local native, do you think that helps you, you know, now being a police chief for the community?
I think there's a level of understanding of how the community works because I'm from here and I'm familiar with the area. Sonora is a unique town. It's a unique community, and our police department is a unique department. So having those in mind and having a better understanding how things operate here, I think, is an advantage.
On the police department, do you have a lot of locals on staff, or is it kind of a mix of people coming from all over?
We do have a mix. And it's a good mix. We have great people. We have experienced officers that you know, came from other agencies, have distinguished careers, and they offer a lot of talent and experience. And we have new officers that are local to our community, as well as seasoned officers that are local to our community. So it's a great mix, and I wouldn't want it any other way, really.
So before you became the police chief for the city of Sonora, and specifically the Sonora Police Department, what was your role in the department?
Before I was a police chief, I was promoted to lieutenant about a little over 2 years ago. And prior to that, I was a patrol sergeant for 11 years.
And, you know, what have you been doing? You were also the acting chief for quite a while. You know, what have you kind of been doing during acting chief and now this transition to become the permanent chief?
A great deal of my time has been focused on recruitment and filling vacant positions. Our 10 officer allotment is down to 6, and it has been for a while with people transitioning out. It's been a lot of work, I'll say, but we've really increased our recruitment incentives. We've worked double time on recruitment efforts, more so than we ever have, and it's finally paying off. We have some outstanding cadets in the academy right now, and a couple more that we're looking at to hire pretty soon. So the light at the end of the tunnels is visible, and we have a great staff. And it takes a long time to fill those positions. It takes a lot of effort to fill those positions and vetting personnel, making sure you get the right person for the job. I feel I owe it to our personnel and. You know, more importantly, the community to have the right people for the right job. Other than that, you know, I'm working hard on promoting our legitimacy of the department. This includes community engagement and information sharing. It's important that the citizens of Sonora know what we're doing and that they know that we're part of the community. One of the things I was, I'm sure you're aware of, one of the first things I did was sit down with all the local news sources and try to find ways to have a better working relationship. And from that, I expanded my public information officer network within the department so that we're more available and we're more accessible to you and other news sources, and the community in turn gets that information in a timely manner.
After, you know, the former police chief Mark Stinson left, then there was an interim police chief, former Modesto police chief, who came in for an interim period. Then you were the acting chief, now the permanent chief. I have to imagine it's kind of nice just to have the stability and know who is going to be the permanent chief now moving forward for you as a unit.
Absolutely. Stability is a key word there. And it's very important for our personnel to know that their command is stable, is stabilized. And people need to know who their boss is. People need to know what to expect in the future and whether or not they can expect someone new come in and, you know, basically turning things upside down and changing things. So that's a very nice place to be, having that stabilization now that I'm identified as the permanent police chief. And for me, now I get to look at recruiting for a lieutenant, which is going to help stabilize the command structure as well for me and the sergeants who are spending a lot of time with managerial duties. And they'll get to focus more time on leadership and employee development.
So the chain of a command, does it start as officer, then go sergeant, lieutenant, and eventually police chief?
Correct. That's exactly what it looks like in our department.
So right now you don't currently have a second in command, so to say. You have a variety of sergeants on staff?
We have two sergeants, and then it's myself. And we have a vacant position now that I was officially promoted to chief for a lieutenant, and we're looking at filling that very soon.
You know, I know city leaders like yourself are always looking at the new budgets that are approved and what type of impact it has on departments like yourself. The city of Sonora passed a new budget that took effect on July 1st. You know, what type of impact will that have on the police department?
All departments in the city were directed ahead of time to submit their budget proposals on a status quo type basis. We realize though that you know there are increased costs of operating. We experience some of the same cost of living type expenses as everybody else. Increased gas prices, increased phone service, everything like that, and equipment. But that aside, we stayed pretty much status quo. We were able to incorporate some monies for a vehicle grant contribution that we've applied for, and that will help the police department get two new patrol vehicles. So we're looking forward to that. So there was money set aside for that, as well as some monies for security upgrades to our department.
So the two new vehicles, is that depending on state funding if it becomes available or the grant is approved?
Right. It's depending on the it's basically a grant through USDA, rural development, and it's through the initial stages of approval, and now we're waiting to see if we get awarded the grant monies.
Is that a rare thing to have grants for vehicles? Do you usually have to pay for vehicles, or does most of the time vehicles come through state a variety of funding?
It's a little more rare than common for sure. I believe it's been about 7 years since we've been able to obtain a grant for patrol vehicles.
Does the police department actively seek out grants on a regular basis?
We do. As I discussed, the vehicle purchasing grant we're looking at right now and awaiting an answer on. We have one of our full-time officers is currently funded by a grant through DOJ. And we also have another grant that we're recruiting for a Vets to Cops position that we obtained several years ago, but we still have those obligations to the grant to fulfill on the city side. So we have identified that person, and so we'll have two full-time police officers funded through grants.
Need to take a break. We're talking with the new police chief of the city of Sonora, Taru Vanderweel, on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment with Taru Vanderweel in just a moment.